My guest today is Anne Rice. I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360, and our next story is about a tradition of making monsters that was refined in the 19th century but began many centuries earlier. Studio 360's Peter Clowney went to meet some iron gargoyles and their makers at a new show at the Rosenbach Museum and Library in Philadelphia.
People in the Middle Ages never saw the creature from the Black Lagoon lumber up the beach, or velociraptors sweep their heads around to rip somebody apart. But medieval people also had no trouble imagining what monsters looked like. Demons and beasts filled their stories and their imaginations, not to mention their churches.
When these churches, these very early churches, were trying to attract parishioners, essentially, they were dealing with populations who really had pantheons.
Judy Gustin is the Rosenbach Museum's curator and director of collections.
And so having a multitude of faces is something that people were kind of familiar with, where everything, every bit of nature had a face.
She's standing in a small, high-ceilinged room at the museum filled with metal creatures. These are ironworks from the shop of Samuel Yellin, a master artsmith who led America's renewal of decorative forging in the 1920s and 30s. Yellin trained in Poland as a boy in the ancient European designs. Those include gargoyle faces like some here, devilish figures for sacred spaces.
One might think that if you have something that's this scary on the outside of a building that's supposed to be protective, that in fact they scare away demons. If it's wrong to sort of create an image of a deity that you actually do revere, that how much of an insult it is to actually create the vision of a deity or a demon that you hate. Mock him instead.
Not everything in the room you could call scary. Claire Yellin is the master smith's granddaughter.
So I grew up with these things either in the forge or in the house. And as a result of having these creatures, I never really, playing with dolls, things like that. That never interested me. These guys interested me. These are heads with tongues hanging out, with sharp teeth, with horns, very, very heavy eyebrows, and two huge nostrils. And we're talking not only tongues hanging out that are pointed, but a tongue hanging out that looks like a really dog-tired Labrador Retriever. And when you look at them, and they're called grotesques, well, grotesque also is a word that can mean fanciful. And when you look at these guys, they have a wonderful sense of humor.
Claire Yellin runs Samuel Yellin Metalworkers now. Her grandfather died in 1940. She says that even though he worked on a monumental scale, more than 250 smiths, outfitting buildings like the home of J.P. Morgan, even then, Yellin appreciated the fine details.
This is a handrail that you see as you enter the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. You go up the stairs, and as you put your hand on it, you see this figure underneath the bronze rail, dog or cat or whatever, but it's got teeth. And it's holding on to something that looks like could be an umbilical cord, but it's holding on to a smaller version of a creature. Whether they're having a tug of war or whether it's a love bite, whether this is something that they're fighting one another or loving, of a parent-child relationship can be left up to the imagination.
Today, Yellin Metalworkers has two smiths in the suburb of Philadelphia. Peter Renzetti, a veteran art and locksmith, and Chris Tierney.
Yeah, you can already see sort of a snout coming out of it.
On a recent afternoon, Chris Tierney demonstrated how to make a dragon head. He heated a square steel bar in the gas forge until it glowed cherry red, and then pounded the cut for the jaw with a power hammer. Then Tierney sliced room for horns to fold away from the head and eyes to bulge out above caving cheeks.
You're pulling them out of the fire and put them on the anvil. You do your last final touches on it. You do the last little tweak on his horns. You're chiseling a little fang in there. And you see, he's staring at you like, oh, yeah. It's like, I'm almost ready. He's really coming to life. He really is.
Monsters are a way of demonstrating craft and mastery over material.
Just to put a little bit more effort into something to really bring out the mystery. It's all in the details. Everywhere. Okay, we have to make a job with ducks on it. Okay, well, look at that job over there. Look, there's little evil ducks on there. There's little happy little ducks. I mean, literally, there are happy pieces, sad pieces, mysterious pieces, howling ghosts. Now, you could do the piece without carving the little beak or putting the little lips on it, but if you do that, it's just another little step, and wow, it really shows off itself.
For Studio 360, I'm Peter Clowney.
The Monsters of Samuel Yellin, Devil with a Hammer in His Hand, is up right now at the Rosenbach Museum in Philadelphia and will be there through February. You can see images of that work at studio360.org.